Sunday, May 8th, 2022, 10:29 a.m., Mother's Day. Okay, so I haven't been painting. I have been working on the frame for the painting I'm putting in the membership show at Blue Line Arts Gallery in Roseville. So I've been working on that. And I've also been working on my lawnmower. I don't know if I mentioned this, but my lawnmower motor quit. A bearing went out. And in the process of getting to the bearing, I screwed up some stuff. So I had to buy a whole motor. But at least I learned if so, when the next time a bearing goes out on the new motor, I'll be able to just take it apart very carefully, put a new bearing back in, and it'll be good as new. Because now I'm an expert at, taking those motors apart. Putting it back together, I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but we'll see. At least it won't cost me as much as it did this time. It's cost me, yeah, I think I did mention it, huh? That if I had to buy another lawnmower, it'd be another 200 bucks. This way I'm getting, well, I bought a special tool and the motor, so that's about 100 bucks. I'm not having to spend 100 bucks. Some people would say, I'm saving 100 bucks. No. I don't look at it that way. I look at it, I'm not having to spend 100 bucks. Because if I was saving 100 bucks, that means 100 bucks would show up in my savings account or my checking account, and it doesn't show up. Actually, 100 bucks goes away in this process of what I'm doing. See, other things too. So our dog, poor old Gubbio, I call him Mr. Goobs. Let's see, last Thursday. Well, the Wednesday he wasn't eating very well, and then last Thursday he was throwing up everything. He couldn't even keep water down. So we actually got in to see the vet. The vet would actually see us, and we found out that he had fluid in his abdominal cavity, and the vet says that's never any good. So he sucked some of that out with a syringe needle, some of the fluid out, and he said, well, it's not blood, not totally blood. It's kind of a pinkish color, but he said it's not totally blood, which is a better sign saying that it's probably not cancer. Okay. So that was a good one. He said, but fluid in the abdomen is never a good sign on dogs his age. He's towards the end of his lifespan, so he'd be surprised if our dog lasted 2 days. More. Here's Thursday. So he said, well, there's two options to do. You can we can get him into one of the emergency clinics, and they could try to find out what the real problem is, and even then he may not they may not be we may not be able to do anything about it. So if he's going, I said, no, we're not putting him through that. Because he's always been a fearful dog. He's comfortable with us, and he likes to keep it that way. So the vet said, well, here it goes again with that throat. Anyway, so the vet said, well, you might want to consider just putting him down then soon, because he's probably in pretty good pain, which I would agree, because I could tell when he's panting pretty hard. And so, boy. Boy, my throat's really hurting. Not hurting, but man, just dry or something. Anyway, so I said, yeah, he's probably toward the end. And he said, well, he's only there the next day on Friday and Saturday, but Saturday it's usually too busy, so he wouldn't be able to put him to sleep if we did decide to do that. I said, and Margaret, my wife, said, no, she's not ready for that. So I said, I went along with that. Okay, we'll go her way. He's still not whining and stuff. If he was whining all night and what have you, and looked like he was dying, then and maybe I'd put him to sleep and feel like he was in a lot of pain or something. So we pretty much said we're just going to take him home and just spend our last couple of days with him, and you know, say goodbye that way. And so the doctor gave us some pain medication to help him, so he wouldn't be hurting so bad. And so we gave him the dosage they gave us, and it pretty much knocked him out. He could barely even stand after that. But he did go out in the middle of the night and peed and stuff, and then came back in. And but the next day he was still there doing the same, you know, not hurting too bad, I guess, because he wasn't panting anymore after the medication and what have you. And he did eat something and did not throw up. And right before we gave him another dose of the pain medication, we got him up and he went out and he peed and walked around the yard a little and, you know, came back in and ate some more. You know, not a lot, but ate some more. Drank a lot of water. Didn't throw it up. So anyway, so that day, Friday, I had to take my sister's cat back to her. So I went back. I went to her house, took the cat back, and talked to her for a while. When I came home, the wife had just gotten off the phone with the vet, and the vet was surprised. He thought we'd be, you know, he called basically to see if how the dog was, and you know, maybe we would want to have him put down now. But he was surprised to hear that, hey, the dog is still doing pretty good. So he made some time for him later in the day, and we dropped him to drop him off to give get so he can take some X-rays and blood work. So when we went back to get him, the doctor said, hey, the fluid's decreasing a lot, you know. And he didn't expect to see that, so it gave us a little hope. And he thought, okay, it could, you know, the X-rays that they did showed that it could be a little, his liver was a little enlarged and his pancreas was a little enlarged. And, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't cancer. He didn't see any signs of cancer. Okay, but he sent it off to a radiologist to see if what they would say. And so he sent us home with some antibiotics in case of some kind of infection. What else? Oh, and he thought that it might be a blood pressure problem, a heart problem, so he gave him some blood pressure medicine and also some kind of liver supplement to help us, you know, with the liver. And so that's what we've been doing now. And the dog's eating and, you know, kind of, you know, we haven't been giving him the pain pills, but he seems to be pretty, comfortable. And I also been checking his belly, and yeah, it doesn't seem like it's swollen at all. So false alarm, he's not dying yet. But the vets also said maybe take him down to one of these emergency clinics and get an ultrasound, which is we're going to do on Friday. And so we'll see, so they can get a better idea what might be going on and we can actually treat it. yeah, so the dog's not dying yet. But it just so happens that on Wednesday, our bunny rabbit, he was not eating as well. And Margaret noticed that, which is really unusual because he usually has a good appetite, eats certain things a lot. So Thursday he came in, he didn't even eat his treats that he usually likes. And he just kind of laid there, and Margaret said, I think he's going. And sure enough, Thursday night, the night we were concerned about Gubbio, he died. And so the bunny rabbit passed away, and we've got him buried in our backyard pretty deep, so nothing will get to him. Poor guy. He's only 4 years old, too, so he must have gotten at something. We did have some mushrooms out there, but I don't see him eating mushrooms, to tell you the truth. So, the thing about bunnies is that Margaret's had them for years and years, for decades actually, off and on. And when they start to go, you know, that's it. There's no amount of money you could spend at the vet, no amount of antibiotics you could give them, and or whatever. They're gonna die once they start going. And so. It's sad because he was only 4 years old. Margaret's had the oldest living rabbit that the vet has ever seen, and I think he was like 12 or something like that. Pretty old rabbit, because they usually the average is 6 for a rabbit. And Margaret had one lived twice as long as the average, so. She treats her bunnies pretty good. And he was the only one. He had lots of fresh greens, lots of fresh vegetables, scraps, that is. And Margaret would buy him these papaya treats that he likes, and a certain kind of hay that he's supposed to have. So he was a pampered bunny, and we're surprised that he went. And pretty sad though. So it's been quite a week. And even though it's Sunday, I'm not painting today. Like I said, I'm working on that the frame. So I don't know what else to say. So did I say, I think the motor should be coming today for the lawnmower. So if I get it today, which I should be, the lawnmower will be fixed by tomorrow. Unfortunately, it's supposed to rain, so I don't know if I'll be able to use it tomorrow. I'd like to do the front yard a little bit, get some of those weeds down. Okay. So that's it. Let me call this a wrap for this post, and talk to you later.